Of all the guests that we have on, our next one is one of the most provocative. Certainly our audience, they'll say things like, oh my gosh, that Daniel Estulin, I had to go back and listen again and then again, or wow, that Daniel Estulin scares me to death, but I sure love listening to him. And I do too. Daniel Estulin, world renowned conceptual analyzer, I guess his self-proclaimed conceptual analyzer, being able to look at the geopolitical landscape and make sense of it in a macro type way. He's most famous probably for his bringing Bilderberg, the Bilderberg Group, to the world in his books. He's written many books. His new book, In the Shadows of the Presidency, is fantastic and is really been prophetic. You can see what is going on behind the scenes being played out right in the news every day with Donald Trump and the deep state and what have you. It's a pleasure, as always. Daniel Estulin, welcome to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you so much for the invitation again. Just a brief aside. I'm actually a doctor of conceptual intelligence, so it's not a self-proclaimed. I am a doctor of conceptual intelligence.
There you go. I did not know that. The doctor of conceptual intelligence. Well, now we know.
Thank you.
There's a lot of places we can go. The first place we're going to go is China. And let me put a little perspective on this. Just for everybody in America, you're following the NBA. You're seeing Daryl Morey put out a tweet bringing attention to Hong Kong. China went ballistic, supposedly want him fired. There was a gag order, ESPN, a gag order, put an ESPN on all their hosts not to talk about the Hong Kong issue specifically. LeBron James came out in support of China. By the way, he does have a movie going out in China, so he's supporting China. That may have something to affect it. But we're seeing this play at China's influence and the control that they have. I mean, it's pretty amazing to see this right in real time. What do you make of all this?
Well, you know, again, let's define control. I'm not being a Bill Clinton from, you know, his Monica Lewinsky thing where we're defining the word "it." But the point is that, again, you know, the NBA is a corporation. They make money. They're in the business of making money. And, you know, NBA is also the microcosm what you see globally. And globally what you're seeing is we've reached what's called the limits of growth. There's nowhere to expand. We've expanded to every nook and corner of the galaxy. We can go up into space and we can go down to hell, but we can certainly go nowhere else on the planet Earth. And NBA has the same problem. You know, their growth, their monetizing of the system, T-shirts and products and, you know, and sneakers and everything else. You know, the North America and European markets are out of the question. South America, you don't have the money to spend. Asia, well, you have China. That's 1.5 billion people. It's a lot of people. It's also, you know, the Chinese have a lot of sway. And, you know, obviously what you're seeing right now in the NBA in China, it's not, you know, about freedom of speech. It's about making money. And, you know, if this had happened with Nigeria or Chad or, you know, Fiji or Marshall Islands, nobody would bat an eyelash. But because this is China, and China is obviously defending their national interests, and Hong Kong is not Hong Kong. Hong Kong is not about free speech. Hong Kong is part of the geopolitical realignment. Again, we're looking at the United States, we're looking at China, we're looking at the new global post-Bretton Woods order, and the Chinese, needless to say, understand that Hong Kong is their territory, as is Taiwan, and as we talked last week, Trump and China are negotiating the sale, quote-unquote, of Taiwan, in a sense of, you know, the Chinese are going to get it sooner or later. They can do it one way or another. And the Chinese are offering about $5 trillion. Most of it is going to be simply eliminating America's debt to China. But, you know, if you kind of look at what's happening, and I understand in America everybody's talking about freedom of speech and then, you know, all the rights, you know, to people have to say what they want to say because it's a democracy, and you have all this stuff about, you know, the people being able to express themselves. We know that's not the case. You know, if that's the case, we're not hearing anything in the media about that Julian Assange has been in prison. We're not hearing anything about Epstein or the, you know, presidential candidates or presidents of the United States who allegedly raped, who killed, or participated in these orgies on the Lolita Express on Epstein's Island. We're not hearing about any of that stuff. And if you kind of, again, look at China and look at Hong Kong, they're, you know, they're quite right. And again, I'm not pro-China, couldn't care less about about China. I'm not Chinese. I'm Russian. But you know, again, they're concerned about color revolutions because they understand their history. This is a 5,000-year-old civilization. This is not 250, or Canada has just celebrated 150 years of its existence. This is a 5,000-year-old country. They understand history. Everything in their history is literally etched in stone. And the Chinese remember that back in 1997, Zbigniew Brzezinski, the former President Carter's national security advisor, Daniel, he wrote in his grand chessboard, American Primacy and its Geostrategic Imperatives. And that book served as the blueprint for America's transformation into the imperial power. In the grand chessboard, Brzezinski recommends an imperial geostrategy that seeks to prevent collusion and maintain security dependence among the vassals, to keep tributaries plied and protected, and to keep the barbarians from coming together. So in very blunt and candid terms, Brzezinski calls for America to be transformed into an empire that treats other nations like fiefdoms. And this empire, says Brzezinski, must assume an adversarial posture towards democracy. So, again, you know, so what are you? Are you a democracy or are you a totalitarian state? Because, again, if you kind of look at the United States today, and, you know, you and I talked about this last night when we were discussing today's program, and, you know, after I hung up, I kind of thought to myself, I got to bring this out of the show, that America is not a free country. I mean, you are an occupied territory, and people probably listening to the show saying, like, what's Estulin smoking? I'm not smoking anything. The United States of today is not a free country where democracy and freedom of speech and all these other, you know, inalienable rights, et cetera, are part and parcel of what you are. It's a country under the control of liberal banking, financial, parasitical, global elite. It's a global control, and they control not only the United States, but they also control other countries. What you're seeing globally right now, it's this attack on the alternative system which Donald Trump is trying to promote. And because, and the Chinese understand this very, very well. Because again, if you kind of look at it, what Brzezinski is talking about, he's completely justified in his fear that the American empire might, and when I say American empire, I don't mean Donald Trump, I mean the liberal banking financier global system, might be challenged by the global political awakening. Today, global elites are faced with the reality of seeking to dominate populations that are increasingly becoming self-aware and that are developing a global consciousness. So, in other words, a population being subjected to domination in Africa has the ability to become aware of a population being subjected to the same forms of domination in the Middle East and South America or in Asia, and they can recognize that they're all being dominated by the same global power structures. And that is a key point. Not only is the awakening global in its reach, but also in its nature. It creates within the individual an awareness of the global condition. So it's a global awakening, both in external environment and also the in the internal psychology. And needless to say, again, the Chinese understand all this, and they're looking at all this stuff as another example of a color revolution. And which one would you like to start with? Yugoslavia back in October 2000 when they overthrew Slobodan Milosevic, or are we talking about Georgia in 2003 and the Rose Revolution, or the 2004 Orange Revolution in Ukraine, which was moved and put together by American-affiliated Liberty Institute and funded by George Soros Open Society and the American government and the CIA, et cetera, et cetera, or the 2005 Cedar Revolution in Lebanon, or the Tulip Revolution in Kyrgyzstan, also financed by Freedom House and other American organizations. And again, or the 2014 Maidan Revolution in Ukraine, which brought an openly Nazi regime to power. So again, if you're looking at this kind of stuff, you know, we can also talk about Jasmine Revolution in Tunis in 2011, or the changes, you know, Egyptian Movement for Change that eliminated Hosni Mubarak and brought, you know, a terrorist to power in Egypt, or the Jihad Revolution that Obama has been trying to push over in Syria. So again, the Chinese Chinese understand this, and when we look at Hong Kong, we have to understand when you strip away, you know, all the claptrap and all the the non-consequential stuff. The war is for survival, and the NBA is just a microcosm of what's happening globally.
All right, let me phrase this a little different. Let me put a little spin. I think you said something. You said a lot of important things, but one thing you said that really particularly strikes at me and our audience. Here at the Power Hour, we put a lot of focus on the heritage of America, the Declaration of Independence, the unalienable rights, these things that, like you say, you look at our world and it's not the same world. This is not Thomas Jefferson's America anymore, and it's almost a desperate race to get people to and beg them to understand what the difference is between 1776 and, 2019. Now, in that, you said that America is an occupied territory. The liberal banking financiers have basically de facto taking over America, destroyed our law, operating outside the Constitution. They openly flaunted. I mean, it's just right in front of our face. And that's all going on. I readily admit it. But at the same time, Hong Kong is protesting. They don't want any part of China taking them over. But America, we're just eating bonbons and getting fat and happy. I mean, why are we not on the street like in France or like in Hong Kong? Why are we not demanding that Thomas Jefferson come back into America instead of, Bill Clinton or Zbigniew
Brzezinski? Well, that's a very good point. In one of my books on Tavistock Institute, I discuss the whole concept of social turbulences, and we can actually see it in America, in Europe, in Spain, in Southeast Asia, globally. Now, the theory of social turbulence, a so-called softening up effect of future shocks, wherein a population could be softened up through mass phenomena such as energy shortages or economic and financial collapse or terrorist attacks.
9/11,
Exactly. So, if the shocks were to come close enough to each other, and if they were delivered with increasing intensity, then it was possible to drive the entire society into a state of mass psychosis. Because, again, individuals, when this happens, would become dissociated as they've tried to flee from the terror of the shocking emerging reality. We're seeing this today with the, with the millennial crowd safety corners or whatever the heck they call them in universities, where university students who are adults, they give them crayons so they can doodle, and somehow express their inner self. Because, again, people would withdraw into a state of denial, retreating into popular entertainment and diversions while being prone to outbursts of rage. In fact, we are talking about two sides of the same coin here, Daniel. On the one side, guiding the covert, subtle manipulation and control of thought and human consciousness through the power of television, while on the other side, directly and overtly shifting the paradigm, changing the basic concepts, widening the parameters, and also changing the rules by which society is defined. You know, over the past 50 years, and we're talking about the mid-1960s, research in the field of psychology, sociology, and psychiatry has shown that human mind is capable in dealing with a limited number of changes around it. And this is something that the Tavistock Institute worked on for the past 50 years on what they call future shocks, and they define it as physical and psychological distress arising from the excess load on the decision-making mechanism of the human mind. Translation: a series of events which come so fast that the human brain simply cannot absorb the information. So one scenario is called superficiality. Now, after continuous shocks, the large targeted population group suddenly discovers that it doesn't want to make choices anymore, reducing the value of his intentions. So this strategy can only be pursued by denying the deeper roots of the humanity that bind people together on a personal level by denying their individual psyche. Now, what happens then? apathy takes over, often preceded by mindless violence, such as the, you know, characteristically Los Angeles street gangs of the 1960s and the 1980s. And again, Tavistock talks about this. If you've read Clockwork Orange, Anthony Burgess' book, it's a society dominated by infantile, animal-like rage. And what happens is that such a group becomes easy to control and will docilely follow orders without rebelling, which is the object of the exercise. And what's more, the dissociated adults, because they are adults, cannot exert moral authority over their children because they're too involved with their own infantile fantasies brought to them through their television sets. And if you doubt what I'm saying, look at the older generation today as they have accepted the moral decadence and decay of the no future generation of their children, rather than seek conflict, and in the process the adults have come to accept a lower moral standard. And again, just as in Huxley's drug-controlled Brave New World, there are no moral or emotional choices to make here. The flower children of the past or today's morally, you know, deranged generation of children, and also the, you know, the drug-soaked rebellion of the Vietnam era, is a perfect example of how this this scenario functions. So again, to answer your question, this is what we're seeing today. But this isn't, you know, a today's phenomenon. This is a far long-range plan put together way back when by Tavistock Institute in the 1960s.
Let me try to summarize what you said and maybe add a little bit and try to get your reaction here. We've also followed in America, really the world, but in America, the late 1800s, we began to see evolution taught in American schools. And one of the results of this was the concept that our creator endowed us with rights. Well, now it's, there is no creator. There is no morality. We're just animals. And into the 50s and 60s, we got prayer out of school. The very values that started the American society. And I don't think anybody can argue that the values that started the American society were basically no specific religion, but basically general Christian principles, started the American Revolution and founded the American experiment. I don't think anybody can argue that. When you insert things like evolution, you start the situational morality, no prayer in school, using the Constitution to destroy the Constitution, which was never the intention. Now you have a society that the moral fortitude, the inheritance, the fervor, the blood of their forefathers is almost engineered out of them. And there's no, like you said, you used the word moral authority. There's no fervor left call upon to answer the bell. We're in the 12th round of the fight, and we have nothing left to answer the bell, basically, is what you're saying.
You know, I'm going to add to what you said. To survive in such a state, people will need to create a new religion. This is what Tavistock and the global elite are pushing them to do. The old religious forms, especially Western Christianity, demand that man be responsible for his fellow humans. The new religious forms will be a form of mystical anarchism, a religious experience much likened to satanic practices of the Nazis or the view of Carl Jung. This is the new age, the age of Aquarius, preached by Tavistock and also Frankfurt School, with its Eastern mystical religious cults that had young, brainwashed converts flocking to embrace this degeneracy. Again, it is that television that provides, or in this case, we can go beyond television, and in the social media, that provides the social glue that binds the minds of the population to their new religious forms. And unfortunately, again, go back to your original question, this is where we're at right now. And that's why Donald Trump is a consequence of this global, not only economic, but also societal collapse.
All right, what is, I use my in-laws a lot. I talk about, I'm going to share with you this experience and get your reaction. I was talking to one of my in-laws, and I said, the police in America habitually, every day, as a matter of practice, violate the Bill of Rights every single day. And she looked at me and she said, no, they don't, like that. And then I began to question her. Do you know what the Fourth Amendment is? No. Do you know what the First Amendment is? No. Do you know what that, you know, and I kept going down the line. And then I tried as politely as I could. I asked her, I'm sorry, but if you don't know what any of the Bill of Rights are, how in the world do you know if the police are violating them or not? And that is, I'm not trying to pick on my in-laws, but that's like a micro, and these are very successful, white bread, salt of the earth, very good people. If these people don't understand their heritage and values and some kind of base to this country, how in the world are we going to be able to maintain this thing? This whole thing is in the process of being pulled right off its foundation, and God only knows what's on the other side of this. I mean, your reaction to that, about 1.5
well,
minutes.
Well, I mean, it's I mean, yes. I mean, what can I say? This is, you know, we can extend that again, extrapolate it. I mean, some of the things that I write, people say to me, well, I didn't see it in the cover of New York Times. Because, again, we've been taught if it's not on the cover of New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, Fox, or whatever else is out there, it doesn't exist. It simply can't be true.
Wow.
And what we see with Donald Trump, you know, he's dismantling this old mantra of respectability, of a certain order which no longer exists.
Yes, legitimacy.
Again,
they're not legitimate. The New York Times is not legitimate. CNN is not legitimate. The FBI is not legitimate.
That's why the hatred, because he has shown that the king has no clothes. And he's done it in a very simple, ingenious way. Like, I was watching a video this morning where a French journalist came up to Donald Trump and broken English asked him why, you know, America's economy is doing well and only 3.5% unemployment, and in France they have a much higher unemployment. And Trump turned around and said to this person, said, maybe because, you know, American president is better than your president. I mean, it's as simple as that. You don't need to get into numbers. You know, we are better, or I'm better at what I do than the guy, you know, who's not a guy, he's a man-child, who's married to a 95,000-year-old woman. Maybe he's not as good at what he does than I am. And that's it. There's nothing else to be said. And that's why they hate him as much as they do. I know we're going to a break, but I think, you know, after the break, I'd love to talk about upcoming American Civil War, why we must do everything we can to protect America's leadership.
Well, we got about 30 seconds till the music's going to start, but I think we've been talking about this a while on. I think when you first brought it up, it shocked me. I'm sure it shocked the audience. But now you're starting to see these ideological lines. They are forming. I mean, it is obvious now that we are in a clash. There is
Daniel,
an inevitable
the Russian
clash
intelligence,
coming.
We're preparing the Civil War scenario in America
back in
2002.
Hold that, because I want you to go over that when we come back and go from the beginning of that. This is not just Daniel Esselin sitting here, or we're sitting here speculating this. Believe me, other countries are talking about this. They darn well understand what we just talked about, and we'll detail that on the other side. Daniel Esselin, woo! Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Power Hour at thepowerhour.com. Be right back.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural OxyC. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio-Superfood. I've taken Bio-Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Today. So good to be with you, ladies and gentlemen. The Power Mall, that's where all the great products that really support us. If you want fuel for your engine, where are you going to get it? Well, we get the fuel from you. We get the attention. We get your prayers. We get your purchases, and we so appreciate it. And also, you're welcome, because we hear it back from you. We have great specials, of course, Strauss Heart Drops. We have at the Power Mall, North American Urban Spices, all on sale, Helon, many other things. We need your purchases to keep this going. It literally... We go out, we're independent, we buy the radio time, we spread out the shortwave, as you know, it's not cheap. All these things come from you. Thank you so much. Look, everybody brushes their teeth. Robert Tactalian was on talking about Vitamir, the mouthwash, the maca powder. Everybody brushes their teeth, hopefully. Everybody needs mouthwash. If everybody listening would call the Power Mall, go to our website, buy this, buy from the good guys, buy from us, that supports us. We want to expand, and we need you to expand. And do you think this message is valuable? Do you think what we're doing is valuable? When we want to expand, I get questions all the time. What can I do? Well, I'll tell you a couple things you can do. You can pray. We certainly want to pray for the unborn and the born, our children. We want to pray for liberty, for our country, for the world, for freedom. We want to pray for our own families, our own society. And the other thing you can do, you can buy something from the Power Mall. That's what you can do. That's a simple thing that you can do. If you can't buy, you can just pray for us. You can do both, anything. thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. We deserve your attention. Amazon does not deserve your attention, ladies and gentlemen. It's that simple. Buy from the good guys, as Joyce always says. Getting back to our guest, and he's a leading edge type mind. And as you can start to hear this, and some of these things are deep and starting to put them all together. He is involved with the Russian intelligence community. A lot of things he says he's putting together himself, but then he's also, double checking this a million ways to Sunday. One of the most provocative things he's ever said on this broadcast, and he was one of the first before there was articles on Zero Hedge, before this talk was starting to come up. He said civil war in the United States. He also, him and his community and the people he's involved with, also predicted the rise of Donald Trump before anybody was even on the radar. So you should listen to this man. He mentioned civil war, and we can see in America, in the world, but specifically America, we're very America-centric, unfortunately, in some ways here. We see ideological lines being drawn. It, to my opinion, just logically, it is inevitable that there will be a clash. Will it be physical? Will it be, what will it be? There will be a clash because both sides will not stop. Either the traditional American values are going to have to give way to this new idea, to this new liberalism, or there will be a clash. It is obvious. And civil war is certainly a possibility. Daniel Esselin, talk about the beginnings from your perspective, what other governments are talking, what other intelligence communities are thinking about America, the breakup of it, whatever, possible civil war. Talk about that genesis.
Again, back in 2002, Russian intelligence, in one of their white papers, talked about the scenario or discussed it or analyzed the scenario of civil war in America. And the prognosis was for the year 2020, 2021, long before Donald Trump, before any of the stuff that, we're seeing today front and center. But again, it's not that I'm involved with Russian intelligence. I worked in Russian intelligence for a very long time. I'm out of the intelligence business. But again, I've been there for a long time, for 24 years, and I understand how the system works. And that's why I know that these papers exist and these reports exist, and they were looking at it very seriously. And again, what you're seeing right now, because again, America is not a free country; you're an occupied country, by the liberal banking financier global parasitical cabal. Their idea of their economic model, which I've discussed at length in my book, In the Shadows of the Presidency, about Donald Trump's presidency and ascent to power, is the fact that again, their model based on infinite growth is now dead. I'm not going to go into it now again. It's beyond the scope of what we have left of the interview. But again, the point is that Donald Trump's presidency, his election back in 2016, is the consequence of this global economic financial collapse. Donald Trump is not a person. He's a project of another part of those interested in a different model. You can call the liberal elite parasitical financiers, and Donald Trump and the people behind him, industrialists, isolationists, and the concept of make America great, again, translating it into a normal parlance means, get rid of the liberal banking financier control of the American economy. This means, or the means to defeat this evil that we're seeing not only in America but globally, is to mobilize the American people and people around the world to induce President Trump to carry out his pledge, which he gave when he became president and before, to enact the Glass-Steagall Act and restore the American system of Hamiltonian banking, capable of directing credit, international infrastructure, industrial and agricultural growth, and also restoring the nation's dedication to advancing the frontiers of scientific knowledge through fusion power development and also space operations. We can't do it without the United States. We, meaning the world. We need America's leadership. I'm not talking about the liberal parasitical leadership whose objective is to dismantle the world economy and suck all the blood and energy out of it. That economy is now on its deathbed. What we're seeing with is the deathbed struggles of somebody moribund to die. And they're willing and they're going to take the entire world with them to hell because they're not going to die alone. But we must make sure that they're dead because otherwise the United States and and the rest of the world will continue to be occupied country and territories. Again, we need the United States. Russia, China, India, the United States, great global powers, can defeat this evil we're facing right now. It's about American credit system versus monetary system. And Trump's view of supporting the American credit system are not merely a subject of historical curiosity, but of keenest relevance to the present crisis. The world today, Daniel, is run by monetary systems, not by national credit systems. You don't want a monetary system to run the world. You want sovereign nation states to have their own credit systems, which is a system of their own currency. And above all, you want productive, non-inflationary credit creation by the state, as is firmly stated in the United States Constitution. And this sound fiscal policy of credit creation by nation states has currently been excluded from all the treaties anywhere in the world where the liberal banking financiers have anything to say. Because again, the monetary system, or a monetary system, is a creation of the financial oligarchy that basically treats humanity like cattle. It's how the elite have operated for centuries. Oligarchies the world over, be it the British Empire, be it in the liberal banking financier United States. And again, when I say that, I'm not talking about Hillary Clinton. I'm not talking about Barack Obama. I'm talking about the system itself, which is why the Bushes are against Trump, which is why all these other characters on the Republican Party are also against Trump, because they're all part of the same global liberal banking financier oligarchical system. And oligarchies exist by controlling the coin of the realm. They control its price and also its availability, thereby controlling the people. They use their money, control, to manipulate the world. And this is the system of empire, the system that Alexander Hamilton challenged when the United States was created and the United States credit system invented. If you remember what Hamilton said, he said, we're not going to ask you for money. We are a sovereign country. We create our own money. We will create credit, and we will work in the economy in order to increase the productivity of our people. We will fund infrastructure projects. We will fund manufacturing projects. We'll fund things that increase labor productivity and make the economy more productive and therefore richer. And this is how real wealth is created, the production process. And Trump has talked about it for the past 3.5 years, although the mainstream media, which is in bed with the liberal banking financier elite, will not tell America this. So instead of borrowing money from the oligarchs, what you do is you create your own money as a sovereign nation and use it to escape from the clutches of the oligarchy. This is what Make America Great Again is all about. And this is why all this liberal banking elite they hate Donald Trump's hats, okay, because Make America Great Again is about what I just said, eliminating global financial control of the United States. And this is what allowed the United States to resist the continuous attempts of the British Empire to recover the United States as imperial protectorate. The difference between the monetary and credit system is the principle on which the current oligarchical system is based. And this is absolutely, absolutely vital that people in America understand. And all those who are in favor of impeaching Donald Trump, because again, what we're seeing in America today, we're seeing an open case coup d'etat of trying to remove a legitimately elected president. And I know people are going to say that he got fewer votes than Hillary Clinton. It's irrelevant, because your system is not based on the number of votes. Okay, it's a different system. It's an electoral college. So you have states and you count them, and in the end, Trump won and he beat Clinton. And what you're seeing right now in Congress and Senate and the media, through the intelligence community, the deep state, a desperate attempt to try to remove, because this is the last chance. If Trump wins, and he will win the elections in 2020, he will win. They understand, the liberal elite, they're going to hell. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to send them there.
Gold, Trump has talked about the gold standard quite a bit, some kind of new economic system. What role is gold going to play in this transition or killing this old financial control group, Federal Reserve,
IMF? Well, again, Redwood's economic model is dead. They need to come up with an alternative. Unfortunately, at this time, we don't have an alternative system. And that's what's going to happen. At the end of Trump's first year of his second term, or the great powers, the United States, Russia, China, and India, they're going to sit down at the proverbial round table, and they're going to start working out future, call it whatever you want, Bretton Woods 2, Yalta 2, a future alternative global economic model, because the way things stand right now, this model is about to collapse, and we need to come up with an alternative system before the system collapses, because without it, whether it's gold standard, and obviously it's going to have to be, okay, how the system is going to look, what it's going to do, we don't know, because we don't have an alternative. As I explained many times before on this interview on the Power Hour as well, the problem in the West, not only the United States, but capitalist West, you don't have the language to explain an alternative system, because for the past three generations, since 1944, since Bretton Woods, the entire edifice of global capitalist system is based on a language of this model, which today is on its deathbed. So you can't explain a new model using the language of a dead model. And you don't have another language because three generations of scientists, of social scientists, of economists, of sociologists, of politicians, of bureaucrats have all spoken one language, which today is dead. And the only country in the world that does have an alternative language is Russia, as the heir to the Soviet Union, because in our country we had an alternative language, which was based on the model of Karl Marx and Adam Smith, because we understood that there is such a thing as limits to growth. And for the past, I don't know how many years, Russian non-liberal economists have worked very hard to try to create an alternative model. Unfortunately, we have the same problem as you have in the United States. The entire system is controlled because we and you and everyone else are occupied territories by this liberal banking financiers. So we have nowhere to turn to actually make these models work. And only with the arrival of Donald Trump to the White House, okay? And again, and I said it many times before, I'm not pro or anti Donald Trump. I can't be because I'm not American. I'm certainly pro free world, which means that we have to work together to get rid this yoke of the liberal banking financiers to be what we are, a multipolar world where America doesn't dominate the world, but we all have a saying in how things work. And actually, for us to be able to sit down and do this, we need for Trump to win the elections next year, which is why, again, I think anybody who understands how things work globally has to support Donald Trump's presidency, not only in the United States, but the world over.
All right, let me ask a more specific, going back to the Civil War. From what you're saying, that there are countries, their intelligence communities, they are looking really a year from now, 2 years from now, that things will come to a head in the United States. That's the pointed date that was so predicted almost
if
20
Trump
years ago.
Elections next year, the liberals have to go to war. If the liberals, and
you
again,
mean hold on,
liberals,
whoa, stop right there,
mean,
pause right there. Do you mean like they're going to go crazy and start putting, you know, mind control the gun shooters all over the country, or do you mean like war, like in the Middle East, or what do you mean?
I don't know who these mind control shooters are, because you know we understand how these things work, the mass shootings, but I don't want to get into that because a lot of people are going to say this is, you know, they're talking conspiracy theories. What I'm saying is that if the liberal banking financiers, and by that, again, I don't mean Clinton, but the entire system, if they manage to get rid of Donald Trump, then the people who are pro-Trump, which is, again, how many people voted for Donald Trump? 62, 63, 65 million? I can't remember. That's a lot of people and a lot of guns. I don't think they'll just stand by and let the other side go this coup d'etat way and get rid of the legitimately elected president. Now, if Trump wins, which he has a very, very high possibility of winning, the liberal banking financier elite are going to do what they can to actually create the Civil War scenario. That means that, for example, the democratically elected states or the states that support the Democratic Party, maybe they'll stop paying taxes. Maybe they'll go the way of civil disobedience on a statewide level. Maybe they're going to create their own allegiance elections and have a parallel government with their own president. Who knows? These are all the options that we looked at way back in 2002 in the white paper in the Russian intelligence. All of these are possibilities. And not, again, only in the United States. We can also have a civil war in Germany in the next couple of years. Because for now, if you kind of look at Germany, it's a global thing because the system is dying. The German government is paying all these asylum seekers hundreds of millions of dollars a year, and they don't do anything at all, and there's more of them than ever. In a couple of years, the German government is going to run out of money. That's basically the scenario. And when they run out of money, what's going to happen? Who's going to keep these people alive? Because they need to eat. And that's West Germany, because in East Germany, the former part of the Soviet bloc, there's no mosques in East Germany. There's no Arabs. There's no people from the Middle East in East Germany, because they have another mentality. They don't allow these people in that part of the country. So what you're going to have is East Germany may secede from West Germany and, again, join the Soviet or the ex-Soviet, the new Russian bloc, with Poland, with the Ukraine and Baltic countries. Hungary, possibly. I don't think so. I mean, they're independent enough. But a lot, what you're seeing right now in Eastern Germany, because Russia's weight globally is increasing a lot, and that's not because Putin is a bloody dictator. Okay, you know the dialectic we're hearing from American mainstream media, because Putin and Trump do work together. They're both right-wing conservatives. Putin is not a communist; he's a right-wing conservative like Donald Trump. But because of Russia, weight in the world is again not where it was in the Soviet Union days, but certainly more so than any time in the post-Soviet period since 1991, and that's why you see President of France Macron going to Russia and meeting with Putin and all these other leaders as well, because they understand that they tried to get rid or expulse Russia from its area of influence. It didn't work out. And now they're saying, let bygones be bygones. New world is coming. We're going to need your help to make this work. And Putin is not, he didn't forget any of the slides from before. Okay? He is a politician. He understands. And what we're seeing right now is the realignment of the politics in Eastern Asia, in Eastern Europe. And what you're going to have is the former Baltic or Soviet republics in the Baltic, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, who are also at the end of 2019, that's 3 months from now, are not going to receive one dime worth of help from the European Union. What are they going to live on? They have no work, they have no money, they have no population, and they have no industry. It's all destroyed. And they also have no trading partners. What are they going to do? They're going to turn back to Russia. The same is going to happen with Ukraine. The same is going to happen with some of the other states. And the same is going to happen with Eastern Germany, which is now part of Germany. But again, they're treated in Germany like second-rate citizens. So they're going to go back to being part of the ex-Soviet or Russian bloc, not because Russia is going to invade. Because you're seeing the realignment, global realignment, because America is withdrawing to its own borders. And Trump is making America great again. He doesn't want to participate in these thousand-year wars. And people say to me, well, you know, it's not right getting out of Syria or not helping our friends in Saudi Arabia. These are not your friends. Saudi Arabia is not a friendly country. They would destroy the United States as they have participated in how many conspiracies against America's interests.
Let me get back to the kind of this joint effort. You see Putin, you've mentioned China, the United States. It's like all three of them, all three of these power centers need to get together to throw off the octopus that is the Federal Reserve System, the IMF, this fake fiat money that's put a price on everything, inflated, deflated, controlled, taken, everything and that the people have created. It's going to take all of them together to throw this off and come up with something different. I want you to specifically discuss the private negotiations between China and the United States. You've mentioned that a few times. Please explain that and what role this has in really the future of this new economic world you're describing.
Well, again, we have to define, we need to define what this world is going to look like. We don't know. China and the United States are the two principal players. Russia right now, we're not a player. If we're playing chess, it's the United States against China, and we are the board. We're the chessboard. For us to become a player, we need to present a conceptual vision of the future. That vision is sadly lacking at the present because Russia, unfortunately, as is the United States, is an occupied country. We are controlled by the same liberal banking financier elite that controls the United States. Why is Trump having so much trouble getting rid of all these people? Because they permeate the entire edifice of American society. You know, the bureaucracy, Hollywood, Silicon Valley, the intelligence agencies. I mean, Trump can pick 20, 30 of his, or I don't know how many, I have no idea, of his personal, he can pick certain positions himself, but most of the bureaucracy has been there entrenched for how many generations? He can't get rid of these people. There's absolutely no way, and we're seeing how they're working against Donald Trump. In Russia, there's the same system in place. Putin can't get rid of the president or the general director of the Russian Central Bank, but then International Monetary Fund will immediately put out a report saying that the new director of the Russia Central Bank, who probably will be a patriot who loves Russia, wants to do best for Russia, is an incompetent poop, which means Russia's credit rating as a nation state will go down to junk level. And because private corporations can never have a higher rating than a national country, it means that the entire edifice of Russia's economy will be wiped out by the International Monetary Fund in 24 hours. So for us, the United States, Russia, China, India, and everybody else, to actually make this work, we need America's leadership. And America's leadership, meaning Trump, has to win. He's getting out of Syria. He's getting out of all these useless, endless wars which have been going on for how many decades? How much money has it cost? And I'm not saying it as somebody who's from Russia and he wants America to get out so that Russia could conquer Syria and be there. We don't want that. We want to be as free as you are. And for Russia to be free, we need America's leadership, because only through America's leadership on a global level, going back to what the founding fathers, what Alexander Hamilton, what that great country used to be once, long time ago, can we and the rest of humanity actually make something of ourselves in the future?
Is there a possibility, we got about 1 minute left, can we go back to our foundation? Can we throw off these criminals, this disgusting culture, this attack on our culture, this erosion of our culture, this destruction, this drug-induced coma that we're in? Can we throw this off and go back to the values that made us great?
I think we can globally because, again, the system has lived and prospered and lived off as the parasites that they are for the past three generations, going back to 1944, as a result of a global model which is now dying. When the model dies, we can create something new. But to do that, we need to come up with a new concept for a new world.
What's everybody at home? We got like 30 seconds. Daniel, everybody at home, what do they need to know? What do they need to know to get ready for this time?
They need to support Donald Trump for president. It doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat. If you love the United States, not the parasitical United States, but the United States as a great nation state, republic that it is, you got to support anybody who's not the liberal banking financier. Because only through strong America can all of us survive.
What do they need to do personally in their home? What do they need to get their mind right about?
They've got to get ready for what's coming and be prepared to answer two questions. Who are you? Why are you alive? And in the name of what are you prepared to die?
There you go. Daniel Esslin, English.DanielEsslin.com. In the Shadows of a Presidency, important work. Daniel Esslin, thank you so much. God bless you, my friend. God bless everybody.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free, just as God intends you to be. The Power Hour. That's what we do here. ThePowerHour.com. Thank you for your support. The Power Mall. Jay's waiting. 877-817-9829. God bless you, everybody. See you next week.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 soaps, Vitamir, Numana food storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominate.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit